More to Life is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.
Today on More to Life, will the kids be all right? Worried about your kids? Got parenting questions? We'll help you find faith-filled practical solutions for parenting problems at every age and stage. 877-573-7825.
All of us want a great and grace-filled marriage, family, personal life. St. John Paul's Theology of the Body gives us a blueprint for making that happen.
More to Life.
Happy couples find little ways to say I do every day.
Faithful insights. Effective tools.
Raising godly kids requires more than stopping bad behavior.
That's right. It means finding ways to make our faith the source of the warmth in our homes.
Practical. Theology of the Body-based answers for every part of your life.
God gave us our feelings. We don't have to be afraid of them.
And we just have to make sure that the first thing we do is ask Him how He wants us to deal with them.
The life you were meant to live through the theology of the body. More to Life.
Good morning, everyone. You are listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today on More to Life, we're talking about parenting in our show titled, Will the Kids Be All Right? If you're worried about your kids, if you're stressed in your parenting life, if you feel frustrated about your family, we have got the practical, faith-filled solutions for parenting problems at every age and stage.
Well, that's absolutely right. It is every age and stage. So if you're dealing with starting out as parenting, in parenting, and you're like, when are the real parents going to pick these kids up? I'm getting a little tired of babysitting. I'm not sure what to do. And then you realize, oh, wait, they're mine. Or if you've been doing this for decades and you've got adult kids and you're worried about what life is doing to them, maybe the choices they're making, or anything in between, because, you know, parenting lasts forever and we always end up with questions and concerns. So we're here for you today on More to Life to help you find faith-filled practical answers to all those things that are troubling your mind and worrying your heart about your kids, your grandkids, and everything that has to do with them. 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825.
Call up and share. You know, what's causing you to feel stressed as a parent? You know, maybe there's a behavior problem that you're struggling to get a handle on. Do you wish your kids could get along better with you or with each other? Are you struggling to get a meaningful family prayer life going? Or maybe you feel like you're so busy running around that you don't have time to be a family. Do you wish that your family could be more of a team instead of it feeling like everything's up to you all the time? Or are you having a hard time in your relationship with your adult kids? As we were just talking, we were talking about parenting at every age and stage. And if you're worried about your relationship with your adult kids or the fact that they've fallen away, or are making choices that are stressing you out, let us help you create the family life that God is calling you to. 877-573-7825. Again, that number, 877-573-7825. We're talking about parenting today on More to Life at every age and stage, from infancy to adult kids.
And I know that a lot of women that I have talked to in, you know, over the course of my parenting life feel the same way that I've often felt, where you get to this point and one day suddenly you're going, I did this well today. This is good. I think I've got a handle on this now. Great. I'm going to be able to coast from here. And then you wake up the next day and those kids have grown. They have changed in their emotional state, their ability state, and something's changed, and all of a sudden, you don't suddenly have a grip on everything. You feel like the earth shifted under your feet, and now you've got to answer those questions and take care of those things. And so parenting can always bring up those question marks in our hearts and in our minds about what do we do now. So, give us a call today. Let's talk about it and help you find some answers, find some contentment, and some success. 877-573-7825.
Every day on More to Life, we take a look at the topic of the day through the lens of St. John Paul's Theology of the Body. And, you know, reasonably, you might be wondering, well, how could some theology help me be a less stressed out parent? Well, turns out it can do a lot. So, St. John Paul, when he was Pope, asked a huge question. Essentially, he said, if we looked at everything God's given us, you know, creation, scripture, salvation, history, you know, all of it, what universal principles could we discern about God's plan for leading a more abundant life and having healthier, holier relationships? And his answer to that question became what people now call the theology of the body.
Well, the theology of the body reminds us that Christian parenting isn't meant to be just a never-ending to-do list, where we respond to crises all day long, collapse into bed, and dread doing it all over again tomorrow. We all have those days sometimes, but that's not what it's meant to be. And even though it feels that way, well, that's because we've lost the mission. See, Christian parenting is all about using every part of our day to cultivate a sacred relationship between us, our children, and God. And when we see it that way, everything shifts. You're not just managing behaviors. You're forming a soul to be able to love and serve God, be a force for goodness in the world, and enjoy eternal life.
And look, that sounds like a big job, and it is, but the good news is we don't have to be intimidated by that vision, because God really wants to help us. In fact, thinking of parenting this way, instead of that never-ending to-do list that Lisa was just talking about, is what makes parenting so much easier, because it gives us a renewed sense of meaning. And meaning is what ultimately transforms exhaustion and drudgery into a sense of joyful purpose. So how do Catholic parents fulfill our mission to make parenting a ministry? Well, first, we need to choose relationship over activity. You know, the cultural pressure is to schedule our kids into oblivion because they're going to miss out on something. But the reality is, you know, what our kids need most, especially in Catholic families, is not more activities. It's you, your time, your affection, your patient presence and gentle guidance. We're raising human beings, not human doings.
Second, we need to build strong family rituals for working and playing and talking and praying together. You see, rituals are the architecture of being and belonging. They quietly teach children how Christians think about the world and all the things human beings do.
Third, we need to cultivate a servant's heart. Help our kids notice small opportunities to be thoughtful, kind, generous, first at home and then in the community. We need to teach our kids how to leave each person they meet a little better than they found them, because being a blessing to others isn't a burden for Christians. It's our highest calling. So when we lean into these three missions, parenting stops feeling like running an obstacle course and starts feeling like what it actually is, one of the most important and rewarding ministries a Christian can do. So give us a call at 877-573-7825 and let us help you live out this mission that we're describing today on More to Life, so that you can experience the joy, the peace, the love that comes from living in a domestic church. Give us a call at 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. Let's take our concerns to the Lord, and we'll start taking your questions. In the name of the Father,
and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, we come into your presence, and we bring to you our families and the challenges that we face in parenting at every age and stage. Lord, help us to remember that parenting is not just about getting through the day. Help us to resist the temptation of overscheduling our kids so that we don't have time to build relationship with them or disciple them into Christian adulthood. Help us to be able to create the kinds of homes where the faith can be experienced as the source of the warmth, and that we can draw closer together and closer to you. We ask all this through the intercession of the Holy Family And in the name of the Father,
the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Pope St. John Paul the Great,
pray for us.
Today on More to Life, the show is titled, Will the Kids Be All Right? As we talk about parenting at every age and stage, whether you're talking about infants, school-age kids, teens, or adult kids, parenting is never easy, and we never stop being parents. So if you are stressed out in your parenting life, frustrated about your family, dealing with particular parenting struggles that you would like some grace-filled tools and tips to handle, we're here for you. Give us a call at 877-573-7825.
Well, Greg, we have a question here from somebody who's going by first-time mom. She said, hello, and thank you for your ministry. I have a 3-year-old boy, and his disposition is naturally sweet and gentle. And he's still a toddler boy, but not as rough and tumble as some kids. We made friends with a boy his age who invited us over once a week for homeschooling. This boy is not the same. He's rough and rude sometimes. I don't like the way he doesn't listen to me and is not interested in what my child and I are trying to accomplish. I love the mom. She's so sweet and corrects her son and wants him to learn. Yet I don't like his influence and how he robs my son of the joy of learning. Is it advisable at this age to be choosy about these things or to expose with guidance? And again, this is a listener going by first time mom.
Yeah, well, you know, I think it matters. It sort of depends on whether you're able to give the kind of guidance that's necessary to keep your son on track.
Yeah.
Right? You know,
both on track during this shared lesson, but on track in terms of, as the listener was saying, his disposition, his behavior, all of that as well.
Yeah, because, you know, we don't want to raise children in a bubble, on the one hand, where we need to recognize that as Christians, we are in the world, certainly not of the world, but in the world, and God wants to use us to be a positive influence on others, and to the degree that we can be around others and be that positive influence, so much the better, right? And so if we can train our kids to do that, then that's great. But, you know, we also have to approach that with an understanding of the maturity of our kids and what they're able to kind of do, what we're able to kind of keep them on track with, and you know, how much of a distraction becomes a problem, you know? So I think it's a judgment call here, really, where I would look at two things. One, are you able to keep your son on task? And when I say on task, I don't just mean doing the homeschooling activities that you're doing, but I mean, you know, with his attitude or with his speech, you know, is he copying this other kid, or is he able to see that, no, that we don't talk to each other that way, or we can be polite to each other, even though somebody else is being rude, or, you know, because that that actually strengthens your relationship with him, gives you an opportunity to disciple him, and gives him the ability to be a positive influence on this other kid. If, on the other hand, it's too hard to keep him in a place where he's not repeating the other kid's language or, you know, attitude, he's being distracted from doing the things, and you can't have the kind of relationship that you want with your son, then it's okay to set those boundaries. So I would focus first on the things that you're doing to keep him on track. I would also maybe talk to the mom a little directly, just about saying, hey, we love your son, but sometimes there's just kind of a disconnect between, you know, his ability to kind of stay on task with the different activities that we're trying to do, and I don't want him to feel overwhelmed, and so, you know, is there something you think you can do to kind of help him stay more on the program, if you will, or do you think that we need to kind of not do this?
Because they're very young, and they might not be ready for, you know, group projects like this.
And there's no way to guarantee she won't be offended by that. But I think that it doesn't matter. I mean, ideally, if she's a person of goodwill, she might be a little bit, you know, a little defensive about it, but understand. And if she's not, then that's a problem you don't need to deal with. So.
And I think that it's okay as you go into that conversation, as Greg has said it, and it's a good conversation to have. You can just say, you know, I think the boys have different learning styles. You know, my son seems to be more small motor oriented, where your son is more large motor oriented. Do you think we can sit together and figure out ways to teach what we're going to teach week by week in a way that they can both get it and stay on task with each other? And if that doesn't really work out, if you really can't do that, because that might be part of the problem, then you can say, oh, you know what, at this age, they're in such different learning places in terms of the way they learn, that maybe we should table this till next year, and then just see what happens from then.
So it's a balancing act, right? And so I think that you can take these principles that we've offered and try to walk through those steps and see what happens. But, you know, you in setting the boundaries, you're not doing anything wrong. In trying to be generous, you're certainly not doing anything wrong there either. So it really all depends on how easily it is to keep your son, you know, on track and with the attitude that you'd like him to have, and whether you guys are able to be more of a positive influence on him, you know, on the other kid, or is the other kid kind of really dragging things down for you? So based on that, make your decision. And if there's more that we can do to support you, don't hesitate to reach out to us here on More to Life. And we're taking your calls right now at 877-573-7825. Today's show is titled, Will the Kids Be All Right? And we're talking about parenting and family life at every age and stage. Are you experiencing, you know, a behavior problem that you're struggling to get a handle on? Do you wish your kids could get along better? Or that you'd like to get a meaningful family prayer life going? Maybe you guys are just so busy you don't have time to be a family and it's really wearing you out. Or you wish your family could be more of a team instead of feeling like everything's always up to you all the time. Or for that matter, maybe it's just struggling with your adult kids and wondering how to bring them back to the church, or help them through a difficult decision, or get back in their good graces. Whatever the challenge you're facing is in parenting, we want to help you with the grace-filled tools and insights you need to set things right. 877-573-7825. More to Life will continue after these messages.
You like pizza? Me too. And for that, we can thank our friend Tom Monahan. First, he starts with $900 and opens one pizza shop. Then it's worldwide, thousands of shops. But all this was just a warm-up for his greatest achievement yet. He built a university.
God inspired Tom to build up generations of men and women who have a hunger to reach the world for Christ. This place is Ave Maria University.
Visit avemaria.edu to see what's next.
Feeling worn out, overwhelmed, or just plain tired of feeling tired as a parent? Well, you're not alone. Parenting can drain even the most faithful moms and dads, especially at this time of year.
Join us, Dr. Craig and Lisa Popcheck, for a free Ave Maria Radio webinar, Reclaiming the Joy of Parenting, Overcoming Burnout, on Wednesday, March 18th at 7:30 p.m. Eastern.
Get practical, faith-filled tools to recharge your batteries and rediscover the joy of raising Catholic kids. Register now at AveMariaRadio.net.
Maybe you've been hearing a lot about the need to make a spiritual communion while participating from home in a live-streamed or broadcast Mass. There's more to it than reciting the act of spiritual communion. We should begin by having sincere repentance for our sins and affirming our belief that Christ's death redeemed us. Next, we call to mind the spiritual gifts found in Christ's sacrifice and thank God earnestly for them. Now we are disposed to pray the traditional prayer of spiritual communion. Jesus, I embrace you and unite myself wholly to you.
Do you own popular index mutual funds or ETFs? If so, you're automatically owned shares of companies that conflict with your moral beliefs. Ave Maria mutual funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. Long-term investors can invest in the no-load Ave Maria mutual funds. The experienced professional portfolio managers make decisions based on investment fundamentals and pro-life values. You can learn more about Ave Maria mutual funds today at 866-AVE-MARIA or visit AveMariaFunds.com.
Thank you for joining us today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popcheck.
I'm Dr. Greg Popcheck. Today's show is titled, Will the Kids Be All Right? As we talk about parenting at every age and stage, from infancy to adult kids. Whatever challenges you're facing, we've got the tools and insights to help you set things right. 877-573-7825. Joining us right now, Rachel Isaac. She is a pastoral counselor with CatholicCounselors.com, where she directs our faith-based program in performance excellence and works with Catholic athletes, performers, executives, and other folks who need to be their best under pressure. Well, like Catholic parents. Hey, Rachel, welcome to More to Life. What's going on?
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, so you wanted to talk a little bit about worry as parents. You know, that when we get worried, it can really cause us to spin out, and how can we get past that and really focus on cultivating a more solution-focused mindset?
as parents, you know, obviously there are many reasons that we can feel stressed, right? But one of the main causes of our anxiety is often due to the effects of future thinking. Now, future thinking occurs when we witness our child's behavior in the moment and our brain immediately jumps to the visual or the thought of them acting like this when they're a teenager or an adult. And this vision of the future then triggers our threat response in our brain. It makes us feel like we need to stop the behavior right now to prevent them from, you know, quote unquote, acting this way or becoming this type of person in the future. But since future thinking triggers our threat response, it makes us reactive rather than responsive. It's really important for us to remember that there is a whole person in front of us right now with their own feelings, challenges, and thoughts that we need to respond to relationally. When we acknowledge the person in the present moment, we can be more empathetic. We can recognize the need or the feeling behind the behavior, and we can focus on working with our child in the moment to respond differently, to help them learn the skills that they need to handle frustrations more effectively, and even to model the type of behavior that we want to see from them. Operating from the present moment helps us be more effective and feel more empowered, because the present moment is where we can actually make a difference. Reacting from a place of future thinking causes us to feel powerless or fearful and escalated, which ends up really kind of working against us and our goal rather than for us. Responding in the present can be challenging, but with practice and with prayer, Lord, help me to pause and remember the child you placed before me right now. Help me to respond with love, with empathy, and understanding, to love them and lead them in the way that you want me to. We can break that cycle of future thinking, and we can respond effectively rather than reactively.
I'm loving that you're saying this, because I know many times, myself as a mother, many people I've worked with, many moms that I've worked with, will do exactly what you're saying. I think dads do this too, where your child does something or is in the midst of something, whether it's, you know, they shove their little brother, or they just aren't sleeping at night, or they're taking too long to potty train, or whatever that is, or they won't eat vegetables. Little things to big things, and we absolutely escalate it to, this child is not going to be able to go away to college or have a life if they don't potty train right this second, or if they don't learn to sleep right now, or if they keep pushing people around. And we don't give ourselves a chance to pray. And suddenly we're parenting as a small child because our thinking brain has gone offline. And both of us are in a place where we're not feeling like we know what to do to handle that situation in the moment. And just like our children can't build the block tower that they're envisioning in their heads all at once, we can't be parenting an 18-year-old when we've got a 4-year-old in front of us, right? We have to be
an adult.
We can't parent the 4-year-old as if we're worried about the way they're going to be.
Or just thinking that they're already 18. You know, we really go into that mindset. So we have to stop, you're saying, and we have to pray about this and then really refocus on just what needs to be done in this moment instead of escalating it, right? That's what you're saying?
You're absolutely right. You know, and it was funny. I had a client once actually say to me, you know, I was mid reacting to my toddler, and then I kind of had this almost like out of body experience where I like saw myself arguing with a 3-year-old, and I was like, I'm the adult here, right? Like, you know, I need to respond to them and help them, not be arguing with them like we're at the same level, you know, and being able to remember that. That was just such a great but funny story, right? Just being able to remember that and say, hold on a second, I have the skills that I'm trying to teach them. But if I'm reacting as though I'm, you know, that 3-year-old arguing with that 3-year-old or whatever it is, I'm not helping them learn those skills. If anything, I'm ultimately kind of reinforcing the behavior that I don't want to see, because now I'm just doing the exact same thing. You know, but that happens when we get triggered into that reactionary part of our brain. And when we can be present and pause and pray and respond, that's when we can be a lot more effective.
Well, I especially appreciated you bringing prayer into this, because I think that we have a tendency to sort of relegate prayer to prayer time. And forget to bring God into these kinds of moments. And he really does want to parent with us. And so taking that moment to just say exactly what you said, you know, Lord, help me to be the parent this child needs me to be right now. You know, help me to be able to give them the empathy and the support that they need to do better. And let me really make that connection with this kid. You know, just taking that moment to pause and pray and ask for that guidance to remember the mission, you know, and focus in on what we need to do in the present to help the child through this particular situation is just so critical and such an important suggestion. Thank you so much for making that recommendation, all the recommendations you made. Of course, if folks would like to learn more about your good work, they can go to CatholicCounselors.com, and in particular, they can check out our faith-based program in performance excellence, which you direct there. And again, that's CatholicCounselors.com.
And we have to always remember that we need to be excellent in every area of our lives, not just the things that we're passionate about, our work life, but being parents and spouses as well. So, great place to go when you're thinking, I can't quite do this. What should I do? Well, thank you, Rachel Isaac.
Thank you for having me.
Learn more at CatholicCounselors.com. Well, we are taking your calls right now at 877-573-7825. The show is titled, Will the Kids Be All Right? As we talk about worry as a parent, we want to help you find faith-filled, practical solutions for parenting problems at every age and stage. What's causing you to feel stressed as a parent today? Is there a behavior problem you're struggling to get a handle on? Maybe you wish your kids could get along better. Or you're having a hard time really living the faith at home and getting a meaningful family prayer life going. Maybe you feel like you're just so busy running around you don't have time to be a family. Or you wish you guys could be more of a team rather than feeling like it's all up to you all the time. Maybe it's not your little kids. Maybe it's a struggle with your adult kid. You're still a parent. Let us help you. 877-573-7825. We're talking about parenting at every age and stage. We want to help you find the grace, insights, and tools you need. Be a confident Catholic parent and set those things right. More with your questions coming up right after the break. Stick around.
Welcome to Advanced Dentistry Center family. This is Dr. Metti, and our team strives to treat you like family in a loving and compassionate way as we focus on serving you in a Christ-like manner. We do this by emphasizing prevention and general well-being for a lifetime. Our private practice is a small, personal, state-of-the-art, and innovative, with the goal to educate and motivate our patients in improving their oral health. It is through a partnership with you that you will achieve the goals for your smile. Advanced Dentistry is serious about the level of care we provide, with attention to details and an exceptional level of care, skill, and judgment. We are thrilled for the opportunity to serve you.
Dr. Matty and the team invite you to visit them at AdvancedDentistryCenter.com. Or call them at 248-594-9592. That's 248-594-9592. AdvancedDentistryCenter.com.
Light of the East. Weekends on Ave Maria Radio.
I am Father Thomas Loya. This week on Ave Maria, the fourth Sunday and fifth week of Lent in the Byzantine Catholic liturgical calendar features a powerhouse of spirituality and culminates in a special service to the Mother of God.
Now on Ave Maria Radio's newest FM stations, 105.5 FM in Southfield and 107.9 FM in Ann Arbor.
Ave Maria Radio invites you to feast on the joy of fasting this Lenten season and all year long. Fast from anxiety. Feast on trust. Fast from discouragement. Feast on hope. Fast from acts that tear down. Feast on acts that build up. Fasting is a part of true Christian life. It liberates us from this world as we grow closer to Christ.
Hi, I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. When children get to about age 10, they're much less naturally inclined to do something because their mom and dad said so. This isn't defiance. It represents the fact that their brains have developed to the point that they need to understand why they're doing something, not because they want to challenge your authority, but because they have a God-given need to learn how to apply the lessons you're trying to teach them when you aren't there to tell them what to do. Kids raised with punishment-oriented strategies tend not to learn to think for themselves. They're effectively taught to follow the lead of the most commanding presence in the room. That might be okay when we're in the room with them, but when we're not, it sets our kids up to follow other leaders who have anything but their best interests in mind. How can you raise kids who know how to choose to do the right thing even when you're not around to make it happen? Check out Parenting Your Kids with Grace or visit CatholicHOM.com.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. And today on More to Life, will the kids be all right? As we talk about parenting worries and stressors and problems, we're going to help you find the insight, grace, and tools you need to set things right. 877-573-7825. Hey, we want to share, since we're talking about parenting, we want to share a great resource for you. Free webinar coming up next Wednesday, March 18th at 7:30 p.m. Eastern. Lisa and I are hosting Reclaim the Joy of Parenting, Overcoming Burnout. You know, this is a tough time of year for parents in these gloomy spring slash late winter whatever months. And we want to, you know, we want to help you reclaim the joy of family life and find ways to really put meaning back into parenting and help you become a more confident Catholic mom or dad, building a more loving Catholic home. You can join us again next Wednesday, March 18th at 7:30 p.m. It's free, sponsored by Ave Maria Radio, and it's called Reclaiming the Joy of Parenting, Overcoming Burnout. You have to register for it, so go to AveMariaRadio.net, and you'll see the link for it right there on the main page. Check it out, click through, sign up for it, and we will see you there next Wednesday, March 18th at 7:30 p.m. Eastern. At that, we are taking your calls right now at 877-573-7825.
We're talking now with Alberto, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Texas on Guadalupe Radio.
Hi, Alberto. Welcome to More to Life. What's going on?
Hi, good morning. About 2 weeks ago, we were having a family function at my parents' house, and my 7-year-old daughter was playing with her little cousin, with also 7. And we don't know what happened, but there was an incident where my daughter got kneed to her and had her 3 front teeth knocked out. And you know, we had to rush her to the hospital, and they told us we had to take her to the dentist, and her 3 front teeth were removed. And so me and my wife are just distraught about the situation. We have mixed emotions, but mainly
these are baby teeth, or these are adult
her baby teeth. Thankfully it is her baby teeth, but you know,
she still had
months to go, and so it just breaks our heart every time we look at her. And you know, she wants to smile so big, and you know, it's just disheartening to see her 3 front teeth. She doesn't have 3 front teeth, and just see those gums, and it's just as parents right now, we have those mixed emotions, but mainly anger, you know, about the whole situation. And we know, we understand it's baby teeth, and we know kids are going to play, but man, we just...
Well, what are you angry about exactly? And what's the problem you're trying to solve?
Just those emotions, you know, and how can we, you know, help our daughter, you know, through all this? You know, sometimes...
Is she upset?
Hey, don't smile. You know, we tell her, hey, don't smile so big, you know?
Why would you do that?
Why?
Why in heaven's name would you do that?
Why?
That's not her problem. That's your problem.
That's the thing that we're feeling, we're going through. We don't know, you know, will people laugh? Will people, will her?
Okay, so this is what the problem is. You're living in the what ifs. This is a little like Rachel Isaacs segment, right? You're living in, oh, people are going to tease her. People aren't going to think she's beautiful. First of all, let's all thank God that these were baby teeth. So her teeth will grow in soon enough. She's 7. Those front teeth come in pretty fast. And as long as, you know, she's being hygienic and taking care of herself and you're having her watched by a dentist, they will grow in. At her age, every kid's losing teeth. This isn't the biggest thing in the whole wide world. If your child is full of joy and has that great big smile, let's really, Alberto, I'm not trying to lecture you here, but you need to get perspective on they will grow back. She didn't have any permanent damage to her brain or her body when this happened. And from what you're telling us, they were playing. It's not like her cousin punched her out and knocked her teeth out. That would result in anger if something like that had happened. This was an accident. She's going to come through it all right, and she's still experiencing joy. And if you're saying, oh, don't smile, you're suddenly making everything about her looks. And that is the last thing any human being, especially a young girl, needs to be hearing from mom and dad. And if somebody does say something about it, hey, help her rehearse the really good story about it. You know, oh yeah, I lost my teeth. You should have seen what we were up to. And, you know, they'll grow back. And you let her be able to practice how she would handle the situation if somebody asks about it, but don't make a big deal and be saying, oh, if somebody makes fun of you, because you're just, if somebody asks what happened, this is what you can say. Well, but just let her have her own joy.
And there's a little bit in here that I'm picking up on, Alberto, and I apologize if I'm misreading this or if you think this is unfair. But, you know, as parents, we can sometimes see our children as little trophies that, you know, we want them to be perfect. We want them to be presenting a perfect face to the world.
Every parent goes through
and,
that. Yeah.
You know, and if we see that something happens, we feel like somehow that's a judgment on us. And, you know, be careful about that, because that's when we start imposing kind of our own ego on our kids and squashing them as a result. And so, you know, telling her not to smile so big, that's your own embarrassment squashing her joy.
Yeah.
And there's no need for that.
So I want you and your wife to sit down and talk about what is great about the fact that this happened and the way your daughter's handling it. Your daughter is smiling and joyful. That means she's got the gift of resilience. You don't want to dampen that in her. You can say, you're so resilient. You're so joyful. We're so proud of how you handled this. You were so brave when you had to go to the ER. Focus on those wonderful virtues that she has been exhibiting through all this. And don't worry about the surface stuff, because that is going to change very quickly. Her teeth will grow back in, thanks be to God. She doesn't need surgery for this. It's nothing like that. Just focus on, we're raising a child with great virtue, great joy, great resilience, great bravery through all of this. And we want to be the parents that can support that and love her through that and show her how accepted and treasured she is.
All right, Alberto, thank you so much for the call. If there's more that we can do to support you, don't hesitate to reach out. But really, you know, to encourage her joy, encourage her resilience and her tenacity, and then celebrate that. Don't see that as something that you need to squash. With that, we're taking your calls, listeners, at 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. Who's up next, Lisa?
Let's talk with Susan, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Nebraska.
Listening on Spirit Catholic Radio. Hey, Susan, welcome to More to Life. What's going on?
Good morning. While I'm calling, I have a 15-year-old son. We're active Catholics. 7 years ago, his father died. I'm a widow raising him by myself. I do have older children, so he's the youngest. And he, as his grief has evolved, one of the things that is just been present for the last bunch of years is just his anger at God, like, if God is a loving God, how could God allow this to happen? And then he also suffered, he had an uncle, who also passed away. So that's part of the circumstance. So, you know, what I'm finding is part of his, he'll go through the motions of prayers and things like that, but we definitely used to pray, nightly.
What did you do?
We would say a decade of the rosary.
Mm-hmm.
We would say a decade of the rosary.
No,
so we've moved away from that. I'm just really struggling to, you know, I acknowledge that he's angry at God, and I acknowledge that it's hard to, you know, understand how this would be. And I try to point out how God has blessed us, you know, during that this crazy experience. He's not there. He's really not there. He's
and
probably
Susan,
a little depressed. Yeah.
Okay. When you're seeing his anger or his depression in this, when you've either talked to him about it or you try to pray in any way with him, have you ever just said in the midst of all of this, Lord, my son is hurting, he's confused, he's frightened by how quickly life can change for the worst, and I'm not sure how to direct him through this, he's afraid of you because of what he's gone through, we need you to come into this situation and show yourself and show your faithfulness and show your love and open our hearts and our eyes to you, Lord. Have you ever said anything like that right in the moment when he's struggling?
I don't think that I have.
So here's the problem, okay? And you've been through a lot, and I don't want to take anything away from that. And this is parenting is a tough job, and parenting on your own like this under tragic circumstances is even harder. Right? But I want the problem is that you're trying to run interference for God instead of leading your son to God and teaching him how to beat on God's chest and yell at God and work out his stuff with God. It's like if I have a problem with Lisa and I come to talk about it with you, I'm never going to solve my problem with Lisa because I'm talking to Susan about it.
Yeah.
Your son's never going to solve his issues with God because he's talking to you instead of God. And we need to teach our kids how to go to God directly and not just say prayers at him, but really pray to him and with him so that we can know who he is and he can help us understand how he wants us to respond to the things that happen to us.
And when Greg says teach them how to do it, he doesn't mean give them a lecture. Go talk to God about all your pain. No, you have to do what I was saying. And I'm speaking to you, Susan, as a veteran of this, okay? My dad died when my sister was seven. I was five, and my sister was almost 14. And the two of us had very different reactions to the situation and do to this day. My sister and my mom were in this kind of place where we have to control everything. We have to be, you know, we have to make sure that we're kind of closed up and everything's functioning. And my sister to this day is mad at God and waiting for the next shoe to drop. So she lives in fear all the time. We both kind of have that to a point, but she doesn't have God to turn to, and I do. I, on the other hand, was a small child. So I was able to cry out to God alone in my room, talk to God, see him in different ways, because nobody was interfering with that idea. Your son is 15. He's really grappling between what happened to him 7 years ago when he was only 7 years old, or eight, and he was trying to figure all this out. And now he's supposed to be this young man and have it all together, and he's afraid to cry out to God. So, Susan, I want you to get really real with this and talk to God in front of him when you have a chance to do this, when he seems depressed, when he seems angry, and also be able to say, Lord, I still struggle with this. I miss my husband. It's hard to raise kids without a husband in the house. I don't understand all of it, but I know I need you, and I know I love you, and I know my way back to you and my husband in heaven is to run this course, and we need you to show yourself. We need you to be here for us. And be very real with this, Susan. It's the only way through his heart. It's the only way to regain his trust.
You know, and when we do that, you know, then we can, you know, I'm not suggesting that you do this right now because he's not able to do this, but just for anybody else who's listening, when we have this kind of heart-to-heart prayer with God, then we can do that Decade of the Rosary or that Divine Mercy Chaplet or Liturgy of the Hours as a way of creating space to listen to what God is saying. But if we say, well, okay, I'm going to listen to you now, God, but we haven't brought our hearts to him first, we don't know what we're listening for. And so the relationship seems stilted and forced. And that's what he's reacting to. This is an invitation from the Holy Spirit for the both of you to have a real relationship with God and to bring him your pain and your struggles.
Not that your husband's death was the invitation, but this point now where you've been brought to a point where you don't know what to do, and he's feeling angry, frustrated, and scared.
So we talk more about this in our book, Discovering God Together, The Catholic Guide to Raising Faithful Kids, and we take a developmental approach to nourishing our kids' faith life. I think you can find some additional suggestions there. I'd really love to be able to coach you through this directly. If you could reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com, we can kind of give you that personal guidance that you need. Also, through the Catholic HOM app, we provide parent coaching and creative resources to really help get through these kinds of issues and all kinds of other things that stand in the way of building that kind of faithful home that we're all looking for. So those are some other areas that you can get additional support. But this is the direction you need to be going in. If you feel like you can take it on yourself, great. If you want more support, the Catholic Home app, that's Catholic HOM, you can get it wherever you get your apps, or CatholicCounselors.com can provide additional support, as well as the tips in Discovering God Together, a Catholic Guide to Raising Faithful Kids, available at CatholicCounselors.com or wherever books are sold. Susan, thank you so much for the question. We've added you, and your son to our More to Life prayer list, and if there's more we can do to support you, don't hesitate to reach out to us here or through the resources I've suggested. We're taking your calls, listeners, at 877-573-7825. We're talking about parenting at every age and stage and all the challenges that we face. More to Life will continue after this.
When the need for senior care arises, home is where the heart is. Visiting Angels provides home care for mom or dad up to 24 hours per day, including personal care, meals, and light housework. You may select your professional caregiver with Visiting Angels. More information at visitingangels.com or at 877-374-LIVE. That's 877-374-LIVE. Visiting Angels, America's choice in senior home care.
Hey, Catholic parents, could you use a break? Parenting is hard, especially at this time of year, and burnout can steal the joy right out of family life.
Join us, Dr. Greg and Lisa Popcheck, on Wednesday, March 18th at 7:30 p.m. Eastern for a free webinar sponsored by Ave Maria Radio titled Reclaiming the Joy of Parenting, Overcoming Burnout.
Discover practical, faith-filled ways to recharge your batteries and reclaim the joy of parenting. Register today at AveMariaRadio.net. Don't miss it. Your family's worth it.
Strained or broken relationships are a given in most of our lives. Friends fall away, siblings drift apart, children sever ties with their parents, and despite our best efforts, these painful fissures are difficult to mend. Hi, I'm Dr. Ray. If you want to learn how to communicate better with the difficult people in your life and be a more easygoing, more forgiving person, check out my book, How to Get Along with Almost Everybody. Check it out. And all my other books on the store page at AveMariaRadio.net. That's AveMariaRadio.net.
You like pizza? Me too. And for that, we can thank our friend, Tom Monahan. First, he starts with $900 and opens one pizza shop. Then it's worldwide, thousands of shops. But all this was just a warm-up for his greatest achievement yet. He built a university.
God inspired Tom to build up generations of men and women who have a hunger to reach the world for Christ. This place is Ave Maria University.
Visit avemaria.edu to see what's next.
Want more tips for living a more joyful, abundant life through the gift of the theology of the body?
Well, and follow us on Facebook at More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa, and on Twitter and Instagram at Catholic Counselors. We'll see you there.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popcheck.
I'm Dr. Greg Popcheck. We're talking about parenting today on More to Life on our show titled, Will the Kids Be All Right? Worried about your kids? We'll help you find faith-filled, practical solutions for parenting problems at every age and stage. 877-573-7825.
We have a question here from Gina, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Atlanta. She said, I'm writing because my husband and I are really worried about our 15-year-old son. A year ago, he started saying he doesn't believe in God anymore. This has been heartbreaking for us, especially because he didn't always feel this way. We've always gone to Mass together as a family and prayed at mealtimes, and for years, he seemed to love his faith. He even served as an altar server and was so proud of that role. It meant a lot to him and to us. Now things are very different. He pushes back hard about going to church. He says he doesn't see the point. For now, we're still requiring him to come to Mass with us, but it's getting harder every week. The tension is growing, and I'm afraid forcing the issue will just push him further away. But I'm also afraid of what might happen if we stop insisting. What hurts the most is that we really don't know why this changed. He hasn't pointed to anything specific. We've tried asking gentle questions, but he mostly shuts us down and says he just doesn't believe anymore. And I keep wondering if we miss something, or if there's something going on in his life that we don't see. I don't want to lecture him or make faith feel like a burden, but I also don't want to give up. What can we do at this point? Thanks so much for all you do. Gina in Atlanta.
All right, Gina, thank you for the question. So you're doing the right thing by requiring him to continue to go to church and requiring him to continue to do the spiritual practices that the family does, but it's not enough in itself. You also have to kind of deal with the problem that's underneath it. And that's you know, where we really need to be focusing the energy. And I know that you've asked these questions, you know, but I think that let's talk a little bit about where he is developmentally in a spiritual level. So kids up to about 10-ish, they have what we call a story and structure stage of faith, where they like to do the things that grown-ups do, say the prayers that the grown-ups are saying, or be altar servers at Mass, or play the roles and learn the stories. When they hit, say, 11 and older, that's when faith starts becoming about relationship, where they need to see how their faith can help them have healthy relationships, it can help them find a place in the world, and if they struggle with that, that's when they start feeling like, this is irrelevant, this doesn't have anything to do with my life. And a lot of times, kids at that age will find where, you know, I prayed to God for this thing to happen and it didn't happen and now I'm mad at God, or the other relational things, like, you know, my parents always told me that this kind of thing was wrong, but now I have this friend who's doing that thing and they seem like decent people, and why do I have to think that they're bad now? You know, questions that are relatively easy to answer, but that they can get hung up on if we don't know what those things are. And so I think it's going to be important that you really say, look, son, I love you, and I appreciate that you are really angry at God right now. But just like if you were angry at anybody else in the family, I would make you work it out. So we're going to have to work this out. I need to understand, what are you angry at God about? What don't you believe in God for? What is it that you asked him that he didn't do? Or how did you feel like he hurt you in some way? Or when did you decide that he didn't exist? Because if you were mad at me or your dad or your brother or whoever, I wouldn't just let you be angry and pout about it. I would help you deal with it, because the relationship deserves it and because you need to have the skills to know how to work through stuff.
And then, Gina, if he starts to tell you some of the things that are bothering him, and it may come out all at once, it may come out in little tiny pieces to see if he can trust you. So it may seem not big enough to be causing all this kerfuffle when he first starts talking about it. But don't jump in and start defending God to him. Really listen, and really, as we were just saying to our last caller, bring this to God out loud.
Together,
just right there in front of him. Lord, this is what's hurting my son. I want him to be able to have you in his life, to love you, to know your mercy, to know the joy of knowing you. Only you can reveal yourself to him in a way that heals this for him. Please come into this situation. Pray about this. Invite God into this. Don't become the defender of God, because then he's just going to feel shut down.
And ask God also out loud to help you be the mom that he needs you to
Absolutely.
Be, and to help guide him through this in a way that will not kind of squash his concerns, but actually help him bring those concerns to God and work through them together. But the first step is really insisting that, just like you would make him work on any other relationship in the family, you're going to make him work on this relationship too. And if that means creating enough space for him to just, you know, not do other things until you guys have this conversation, you're not going to let it go on any more than you would if he was pouting around you, you know, and being angry at you. You'd insist that you guys deal with it. You're going to handle this the same way. We talk more about this in Discovering God Together, the Catholic Guide to Raising Faithful Kids. The Catholic Home app, that's Catholic H-O-M, stands for Households on Mission, can provide the kind of coaching that you need to really deal with these kinds of situations and really help you lead your kids at every age and stage back to the Lord. really encourage folks to sign up for that if that's something that you would like some more support with. But listeners, thank you so much for tuning in. If you're looking for more ways to build a more loving, caring, connected family life, reach out to us either through the Catholic Home app at Catholic HOM or through CatholicCounselors.com, where we can connect you with a faithful, professional Catholic counselor to help you transform your marriage, family, and personal life in the light of God's grace. That's CatholicCounselors.com. Thanks for tuning in. Until next time, remember that with God's grace, there is so much more to life. Have a blessed day.
More to Life is a co-production of CatholicCounselors.com, Ave Maria Radio, and EWTN Radio, and is carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. For copies and downloads of this program, and for more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net.